Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Kevin R.
I'm Kevin. I'm an alcoholic. I want to thank Randy tonight for asking me to speak last week. And I've been to this meeting two or three times. And I always hear good things about this meeting. I tried to bribe Sandy to go first, but she wouldn't do it. Let's see. I'm definitely an alcoholic. I've started drinking at a young age, and I'm 11 or 12. And, you know, from the first drink that I drank, I just was hooked. You know, I loved it. I wanted to keep feeling that way. And, you know, by the time I was 15, I was drinking a lot, like every day. It was my idea of fun at around 15, 16, was getting a bunch of my friends and grabbing our surfboards, going down to the beach with, you know, a case of beer, a sheet of acid, a bag of dope, and skipping school. That wasn't on the weekend. That was just, like, during the week. And, you know, by the time I was 18, 18, 19, just I was graduating to other stuff, bigger and better drugs, and I might mention God and drugs a couple of times throughout my talk, but you know, I've sold cocaine with my dad when I was about 18 to 21 years of age. That was it was a lot of fun. It was really crazy. I had a lot of friends. You know, when the cocaine ran out, those friends kind of disappeared on me. Funny how that works, huh? And you know, I lived in Hawaii for 8 years, six, seven. I don't. This is an honest program. Probably about 6 years. I'd move there for a year, come back. I was big on geographical moves. I'd go there for a year, come back. When I get in trouble over here, I go back there for a year, come back here. It was bouncing back and forth. I'd go to Vegas. I lived in Palm Springs for a year. You know, when it got too uncomfortable somewhere, I'd leave. And, you know, I found out that, you know, wherever I went, there I was. And, you know, my problem, you know, was still with me. But today, I don't consider it a problem. You know, my sobriety date is June 1st of 2005. I just celebrated 4 years last month. And, you know, when I got here 4 years ago, I had, by the way, my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous and my first rehab was back in 1990, saying I had gotten periods of sobriety. I wouldn't actually call it sobriety. I'd call it, you know, I was on a dry drunk. I went to AA meetings, you know, a couple every 2 weeks, didn't have a sponsor. And I celebrated about four different one-year cakes, and they were just all on dry drunk and not working the steps, and you know, and it just got me drunk every time. But 4 years ago, I hit a huge bottom, and you know, I came crawling into these rooms, and I got a friend of mine. Every once in a while, he reminds me of what I looked like when I came in. You know, my skin was yellow. I was tore up. I was physically, emotionally, spiritually bankrupt. I was on death's door. You know, I don't take a lick of credit for my sobriety. It's all God. You know, I have a daily reprieve contingent upon my spiritual condition, and that's you know, I got to thank my brother Brent for being a really good example. He's my younger brother, and he's got 15 years sober last month also. And you know, that the whole last 15 years, you know, he's seen me just being a derelict, you know, in and out, just tore up. And he was a great example. He knew that he couldn't try to convince me to get sober. You know, he just stood back and watched me go through what I needed to go through. And I want to thank you for that. And I did, you know, I have two sponsors. I got a sponsor right away, and I did the steps. And I've done them a few different times, and I try to live the steps, you know. And I have two sponsors. One has 33 years. One has 34. One believes in God, and one doesn't. And I learned from them both. Yeah. The one that doesn't goes to one meeting a week, and try and guess which one's happier. You know, the one that does goes to a meeting every day. You know, and I learned from them both. You know, I could see God. He doesn't believe in God, but I could see God working in his life. And I love coming to meet. I go to about 10 to 15 meetings a week. I never stop going to 90 and 90. I have a God in my life that is so apparent to me that it's, and I love to watch new people walk through these doors and watch the light go on and them start to get it. And that's just such a joy. That's why I like to go to a lot of meetings, because there's such a high concentration of miracles in these rooms that it's crazy, you know. I see some bikes out there today. I went to with some friends to the El Cajon Harley Davidson. They had this this huge party, food and a band, and it was my first. I like to try new things, and I had a blast. And you know, I don't want to be fixed. I don't want to be cured. I would not take a pill if somebody gave it to me to say, hey, this will cure your alcoholism, you know, because where would the adventure be in that? You know, I want to wake up every morning and be in awe and of wonder of what the day is going to, what's going to unfold for me. And you know, you hear it all the time. You know, you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. And I love that. So I try not to plan out too far ahead. Congratulations, Art and Gino. That's awesome. Hopefully, you know, if I keep doing the things that I'm doing, I'm going to get where you're at, too. And I really like what you had to share. This is really nice up here. I like this. This is. Can I stay? Am I done? Yeah, we have cake tonight. What it was like. What happened? Oh, my, so I mentioned my brother's got 15 years. This is a family disease. My dad that I used to, you know, hang out with a lot. He just celebrated in the last couple of days. He doesn't remember, but he's got 4 years also of sobriety. And what did I say? He doesn't go to AA. You know, he called my brother and I about 4 years ago, and he was in tears. He was sobbing, and I prayed with him on the phone. He lives out of state, and he said he doesn't know how to quit drinking, and he feels like killing himself. And the next day, my brother and I FedExed him a big book, and he said he prayed, and he says he prays every day, and he reads the book, but he refuses to go to meetings. And, you know, he's in my prayers, and you know, from past experience, you know, that might work for a small percentage of people, but if you're new in AA, if you're having a tough time, this is the best deal in town. And you know, those steps are vital to your recovery. Get a sponsor, work the steps, take the steps. They're not that scary. And, you know, I hang out with some some men with some good amount of sobriety, and you know, they told me in the beginning, they say, and they still stick to that, they say, find a God, maintain a very close relationship with that God on a daily basis, or you're screwed. You're going to get drunk again. And that's what I try to keep AA and spirituality and God above, at the top of my list, above my kids. My two kids, I'm done, they're 8 and 11, and I love them so much. They go to Alateen twice a week, and they're attempting to incorporate the 12 steps into their life, and they have a God in their life today, and that makes me really happy. And just thank you.